Did you ever wonder who Goody Two-Shoes is or was? Rita Smith shed some light on the subject in her Rediscovery this week.
What did Oliver Goldsmith, 18th century poet, playwright, essayist, author of The Vicar of Wakefield, have to do with children's literature? His place in children's literature grows out of his association with none other than the father of children's literature, London publisher John Newbery. Goldsmith regularly experienced financial difficulties, and Newbery went to his rescue by paying for his room and board, constantly advancing him money and hiring Goldsmith to write for him. Newbery published articles written by Goldsmith in his magazine, as well as a book of Goldsmith's essays. And although Goldsmith never signed any of the children's books Newbery published, there is good evidence that he was the author of several of them, including Newbery's bestseller, The History of Little Goody Two-Shoes. Charles Welch, one of Newbery's biographers, read a number of books for children published by Newbery in the 1760s, and comes to the conclusion that Goldsmith had much more to do with Newbery's books for children than has been credited to him. These little books, Welch notes, while they all evince a real genius for writing in a style suited to the capacities of little folk, there is a nameless something about them which is calculated to enforce the attention and excite the interest of grown-ups. The style of Goody Two-Shoes particularly suggests Goldsmith as author, including the title page, which bears the stamp of Goldsmith's sly and playful humor. The title page informs the reader that this book is The History of Little Goody Two-Shoes, showing how she acquired her learning and wisdom, and how these led her to wealth and the good life. This has been written, the author continues, for the benefit of those who from a state of rags and care, and having shoes but half a pair, their fortune and their fame would fix, and gallop in a coach and six. See the original manuscript, the title page continues, in the Vatican at Rome, with cuts by Michelangelo. So Goldsmith's contribution to children's literature is twofold. First, he penned some little stories that provided Newbery with a few bestsellers, and lucky for us, confirmed for Newbery that there was indeed an audience for children's literature, which he as a publisher could exploit. And second, he gave the English language that descriptive little phrase defining a practically perfect person, which has survived into the 21st century, Goody Two-Shoes.